Schwarze means white wine.
A yayin chadish rashi shocha schwarze. Klaim lavona ischer. What type of anisha will you boil? The mace of rocha or the mace of kotza. White bed or a short bed. Rashi mace means mita shemase v'leh v'shas achila. Olinyim niyaf isha shemena. Okay, it's being boiled as a fat lady. Kotza kechusha. She was a weak one. Baita b'chava toiva b'chava ro. Rashi chava toiva means isha toiva mara. Didn't mean really. Just mean did she look nice or she didn't look nice. Amr Chizda, for kulan l'znus amr. All they said were talking about znus. Rav Amr Rabbi Yehuda, atze Yushlaim shal kidman hayu. Betchila b'shat b'bayis, the wood of Yushlaim, mamush was like kidman. Smelled very, very good. But b'shor shayim athikonais mehen, we used to burn it. Recha noidu b'chol Eretz Yisrael. Mamush, the smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. You burnt one kidman, one place, the smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. Mishachav Yishlayim Nignizu, it was put away. Lo Nishtayir Elo Kisera, one barley full of it, one barley size. O Mishtakas Begizoi, it's found in the treasures. Tzimtzimoi Malchusa, Trashi Kachshma, the name. A certain queen has this one piece of wood left over. But that's what happened after the Korban Abayis.
Wir holen das Samach Gimel. Sagt die Mishnah. Lo yetze yish, a man cannot walk out on Shabbos, lay besayif, not with his sword, lay bekeshes, not with the bow, lay betris, not with the shield, lay beolo, on the side of Gersus, orichis, that means a makel, a stick, that has a rush on the head, is round, like a policeman stick. Lay beolo, lay beremech, not with the spear. V'yim yotza achayiv chatis. If you walk out on Shabbos with these things, yichayiv chatis. Because it's not called a tachshut, it's called a masa. You're carrying something on Shabbos, yichayiv chatis. Rebbe Lezer roima tachshitim hein loy. He holds no, this is called a tachshut. There's etta to wear it even on Shabbos. It's something you wear in Lenoy, it's a tachshut. Therefore, it's muta to walk out with it on Shabbos. V'chachomim oimrim ein emel l'gnai. V'chom dingzich and say no. A spear, the sword, can't be called a tachshit. It's not something nice. It's something you wear when you have to go to war, which is the genai. Shenema, the posuk says in Yeshayo, the kitisu charvoisam leitim. We'll see in the Gemara, either goes on Yemoisam Mashiach, or else it goes on the Mois. Olam Habom, there'll come a time when we'll chop up our swords and make it into plows, and we won't use the swords anymore. It'll be used for a plow, for the fields. The Chani Soy Sehem, the Mazmeris. The same thing, they'll chop up their war, their material, their spear, their swords and spears, and make it into a plow that you could use. Police, a goy, a goy, cherif, and no nation would use a connected another nation, swords, la yimudu oid Muhammad. There won't be any more Muhammad. So you see, there'll come a time when there won't be wars, so they won't need the sword, they're going to get rid of them. You see, it's only genai to have a sword, and you only keep it when you need it for war. If you don't need it for war, you get rid of it. So that's the Chum's right. It's not called the tachshit. It's not called something nice. It's only genai. Rashi, di tachshitin minu lo yehi b'teilim losit. That's the right. It was called the tachshit. Even in Moshe Mashiach, when there's no war, still they should still keep the swords because if something looks nice. So the Mishnah writes, Biriyos is tahiru. Urias is not called the Kli to Mekabel Tumah. We'll soon see the type of bands that they wear, Anisha wears around the thigh to hold up the stockings. So it's not called the Kli by itself, it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Yotzim Bo B'Shabbos, there's a lot of Mekabels on Shabbos because it's Sarech, a goof, is holding up the stockings, and we're not afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos because it's a Mokim Tznias. Vashenkim Tfolim, that's already where you have two chains tied around the two thighs. And you have a chain in between. We'll see in the Gemara the purpose for the chain, that they shouldn't take big steps. So that's already called a Kli. And Tumei, it's Mekabel Tumah, V'yein Yotzim Ben B'Shabbos. Since this chain they put in between the two legs is made out of gold, it's a piece of jewelry, we're afraid maybe she'll take it off on Shabbos, and so her friends, therefore it's us to go out with it on Shabbos. So Rashi, B'Riyos, the Gemara Meforash, the Gemara will explain what Riyos are. Tahiros, Rashi, Einu Mekabel Tumah. We're not afraid to take off this band that's holding up a stocking, because she takes it off, she'll have to uncover her thigh, and Isha won't do that, Rishus Rabbim, or any place. Kvol him to Meyim, the Gemara for Rishlo. The Gemara will explain why a Kvol is Makabel Tuma, and why an Isha cannot go out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara, my Bola, what does Nola mean? Kulfa. Kulfa said that's the type of a stick that has a ball on top of it. Klapa. Rebbe Lezer Weimer Tachshitim Hemloi. He didn't say, he says, no, you let him walk out with a sword on Shabbos. Tanya Omolel Rebbe Lezer. Chom Es Rebbe Lezer. Vichimiach, but the Tachshitim Hemloi, your sheeter is that it's something looking nice. A person wears it for a Tachshit, that's why a person wears a sword. How come the Meis HaMashiach, when there won't be any war, they'll go and destroy their swords? The Chur, it's a Tasha, they should still wear it. They'll destroy it because they don't need them anymore. Shenema, the Pesuk says, there won't be any more Mechama. They won't need them, so that's why they're going to destroy them. Good and not going to need the sword. They won't need the swords anymore. But you, Rebbe Lezer, all this called the Tasha, something that looks nice on a person, so they should still keep it to look nice. Amrabaya Zatabaya Pshanga blesses like this. Midi di have a yasharga b'tihura. It's the same thing like having a candle in the afternoon. That means that when you need a candle at night, a candle is a good thing. By daytime, I have no use a candle. Same thing. B'shasti iris mechama. Then it's something nice to have. It's a tafsha to wear a sword. Ashenki v'meis ha-mashiach, when there won't be any more mechamas, then it's not called a nice thing to have a sword. You don't need it. Rashi shagi b'tiyura, ner b'tzorayim, to have a candle in the afternoon. Mitoich she'en etzorah, since you don't need it, ain't no, it's not nice. Abo b'zman hazir, shu'es mechoma, but these times now, that we do have mechoma, tachshitin hain loy, something nice, and it's a tachshit to wear. That's your blood shita. Alach v'hola techachomim, that is also to walk out with swords. But I'll call Paul at the vial, the Gemara learns that the Chom is the Kashi, the Moshe HaMashiach, there won't be any more wars. So tomorrow, plegu di Shmuel. And at this Pshah, Dinzach on Shmuel. Rashi, Odik, Tony, Petenu, the Moshe HaMashiach, there won't be any more swords. The Moshe HaMashiach, the Dinzach on Shmuel. The Shmuel, the Rashi, and Petenu, the Moshe HaMashiach. According to Shmuel, there will still be swords in the Moshe HaMashiach. Why? So tomorrow, the Yom HaShmuel, Ein Ben Oilam Azel, the Moshe HaMashiach, El Shubi Golis Bavad. But comes the Moshe HaMashiach will still be living the exact same way, just it won't be Shibud Malchius. Shibud Golius means that the Goyim will all be Makkah who a Yid is. That the Yidin are, and B'nai Hashem, they'll be Makkah, they won't set up with the Yidin anymore. But the Goyim between themselves will still have Mechama, therefore there's still a need for swords, and it won't be Mevutl. Shinema Watsa Shmuel Raya, the Pesuk says, L'Torah Kilo Yechtel Evyon Mekerev Oretz. Mashma calls them on the living on this world will always be of yonim, poor people. Now if when the Nevi'im said the Nevi'im is talking about Yemais HaMashiach, the Nevi'im said everybody will be rich, there won't be any more poor people. So it's right, they're not talking about Yemais HaMashiach. Yemais HaMashiach, people will still be poor, will still be the exact same way we live now. So Gemara Mishnah the Rabbi Chiya Baraba. And forget, we're learning Pshat that the Moshe HaMashiach, there won't be any more wars, they'll destroy all the swords. It's a right from B'chi Barabba that he also brings the Chan Shmuel. The Yom B'chi Barabba, Kol HaNevi'im lo nisnavu el Moshe HaMashiach. They saw the Nevuas that they said how good it will be, it's talking about the Moshe HaMashiach times. Then there won't be any more war, there won't be any more swords, it'll be altogether different living. Abul Eilam Abo, Eilam Abo here Luchur means after Tchias HaMesim. Ayin Lerose Elohim Zulosko. Nobody knows and saw what's going to be then. The Nevi'im didn't talk about that matziv. Only Hashem himself knows how it will be the Olam Haba. So the more Vika the army, some lay know. Omrul Eler Ableza, Chom Tanat Ableza. Vichimiyach, the Tachshitim Hein Loi. Since you hold that a sword is called a Tachshit for a person, that's why you hold this mut to go out with Ran Shabbos. Vichim Machim Batenu Moisa Mashiach. How come the Moshe HaMashiach, they'll destroy all the swords? Om Lehem, and if not, Reb Lezer answered back like Shmuel, that after the Moshe HaMashiach, and the Batalim, and who said the Moshe HaMashiach will also still be swords? It'll still be the same type of a life like we have today, there'll be the Moshe HaMashiach. And Rabbi Zoi Haino de Shmuel, that this Pshat's a riot to Shmuel. O pligi de Rabbi Chiba Rabba, and what he thinks of Rabbi Chiba Rabba. Omalai Abaya le Rav Dimi, Viyamri lo le Rav Avi, Viyamri lo Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi, Viyamri lo le Rav Avi, Viyamri lo, and some say the Jews will write this, Viyamri lo Abaya le Rav Yosef, that Abaya told Rav Yosef. My time with the Rav Lezer, Diyomar Tachshitim Heinloi. What's Rav Lezer's svarot haka to say that to walk out with a sword, with a spear, with shield is called a tachshit? Tichziv Yezerai from a posik. The posik says, Chagor Charbucho al Yorech, put a sword on your thigh. Gibor, you're a strong person. Hoidcho v'yadurecho, this is called Yorech, this is Yishenka, this is a nice tzerai, it's called a tachshit for you. Omalei Rav Kana, Zotav Kana Tzanik. Lamabre the Rafuna Hai Bedivitirik said this person by putting a charbucha yerech doesn't mean literally a sword, it's talking about divritaira. Strashi wasn't gonna do a divritaira. Strashi have a zoya lach as a ramishna secha means be very careful to chaza what you learn. Shate Mizumenis Lakhwa Bashasadin. Whatever you learn should be prepared, ready for you when you need Bashasadin. Love you Raya Kihara, if you have a din terror, you want to bring your Raya what a lochar is. If you remember what you learned, you'll be able to bring a raya from it. Like the sword, al yer a gibor on the thigh of a gibor. Lenatzepa mechomo buhoid chavad arecha. That's your hoid. But talking about divrei Torah, if you remember the Torah you learned, that's called the hoid chav. Or Malay, kind of said back, name. You should know there's a klal of a mikra yoytze medei pshute. Good, that's the drosha that's talking about divrei Torah. Or but there's always a pshute shemikra. The poshri pshat is also a pshat. And Amar Rav Kana, and here Mele Poshe Pshat means that putting a sword on your thigh is called a hoitcho, is called something nice. And Zok Rav Kana, Kad Havino Baratim Nesori Shonim, when I was 18 years old, the Gemino Le Lekuli Ashas, I finished learning the Hoshas, Lehevi Yadan, and I did not know this Yisoid, Tiye Mikri Yotzim Midei Pshute. Then every single Mikri, there's always a Poshe Pshat. Even though we're making a Jerusha here, it's going on Divrei Torah, to say that the Chazal Divrei Torah to remember it, that's called Hoitcha, but there's still a Poshet Pshat in the Posik. That means keeping the sword on your thigh, on your side, is also a Hoitcha. So I kind of didn't know this Yisoid of a Mikri Yotzim Dei Pshuta until now, Ad Hashem until today. My Kamash, and what's the Chiddush we learn out from this? The Lig Marinish, it's Gedai to say that to learn and learn and learn. Lig Marinish, first learn. Voda Lispa, then you go into understanding everything clearly. It's here of kind of learned through Hoshas, and he didn't understand this thing clearly that ain mikru yetsam deb shuta. Until later he understood it. Rashi the ligmar inish, ligra shmaita to merabi. First learn everything from a rebbe. V'yafagav lo yoda lakul taimei. Even though you don't understand everything. V'hoda lizbar taimei. Later you'll go to understand everything. Doho kosher lehevi Rav Kana. It was shretz Rav Kana lehevi yoda lai taimei. The Talmud Yehavi Kinle Med Hevi Bat Hem Nesori, that he was 18 years old and he still didn't know this story that they make creates him a day shooting. So Tosis, Ein Ben Elam Azel Emes HaMashiach, Hei Shmuel Hold, there's no difference. So Tosis, Af Agav, Da Hashtay, Nirishlayim, Vein Beis HaMikdash, Vilu Emes HaMashiach, Yeh HaKel Bono, Yavad, Emes HaMashiach, Tabi Da Beis HaMikdash, will have Yerushalayim. So Tosis, Tzarech Loim, even according to Shmuel, the high ain bang lav dafka. Doesn't mamish mean there'll be no difference at all. Just means that what the Nevi'im said, there'll be a mamish different type of life lagamri that says the trees will give off golden cakes and cakes will grow on trees and everybody will have money and be rich. That's not going on the Moshe Mashiach. That's going on the latest man of Olam Habo. So the Gemara, Simin Zoros. Omer Rebbe Yirmiya. Omer Rebbe Loza, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim HaMechadedin Zeh Lezeh Balocha. If you have two Talmidei Chachomim that are Mechaded, means they learn to sharpen one another. Shrashi Sholem U'Meshivin, they ask questions and answer. Lele Kabeich, not to make, to start up with somebody. Lele Lechadek, but doing the Shmoa to make somebody sharp. They ask questions to make him use his head to sharpen his brains. Is the two people learning like this as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lehem will give them Hatzlocha. They'll be successful whatever they're doing. Shenema v'hador chotzlach. And we dash on what v'hador chot mean. Al tikri v'hador chot. Elo v'chadadecho. When someone that's mechadet sharpens his friends in learning, he'll be slach, he'll be matzliach, successful. V'lo yored ele sh'oidon l'gdula, he'll go up to greatness. Sh'nema tzlach rechav, he'll ride on greatness. Yochol afil shle lishmo, even if he learns Torah shle lishmo, tamad loymer al davar emes. Only if he's doing the davar emes, that's what does this. Yochol emhegiz daito, maybe even if he becomes a bagayvinik also, tamad loymer v'anvo tzedek. No, it's only with the midav anova, that's when Hashem gives yatzlochem. And if he does it and learns Torah lishmo with anova zoichin the Torah shenitno bimin, he'll be zoichin with Torah that was given bimin with the right hand. Shenema v'sorcho noroyes yiminecha, it's given yiminecha with the right. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Omar zoichin the dvorim shenemam shenemru bimin shatora, he'll be zoichin with things that were said on the right side of the Torah. What does that mean? The Yomar Rova Barav Shalom. V'yamrilo Omer Rav Yosef Bar Choma Omer Rav Sheshes Ma'ed Yichtiv What's Pshan the Posek in Nishlei Orcho Yomim Orech Yomim B'Yemino. There'll be a long life of people that are in Yemino on the right side. We'll see the righties. B'smoiloi of people are lefties, they mean to do things not so good. Righty here means you do things good, you're on the right side of the Torah, and smol means on the left side, you're not doing things so good. Is B'smoilo people on the left side, lefties like Oishe V'Chovet, they'll get rich and covered. The Gemara Ella B'Yemino, people do right things. Oirich Yom and Iko Oirich Oishe V'Kovod Lekel. They'll only have a long life, but they won't have Oishe V'Kovod. Ella L'Ma'aminim Bo, people that learn Torah Emistik L'Ma'aminim Bo is Oirich Yom and Iko. They'll have a long life. They call Shchein Oishe V'Kovod. Na'avada they'll be zeicher to rich and covered. The Ma'aminim Bo, the people that learn Torah Ma'aminim Bo. We'll soon see Rashi what that means. They'll have rich taka, they won't be zeicha the same way people that yiminam, they won't be zeicha to arichas yom, a long life. So Rashi, what is ma'aminim bo? Rashi, oishe v'kovod leka, l'ma'aminim Rashi shal Torah, she'mefash v'shin taimehim, they look in to understand the reasons for the Torah, the digduk, very carefully, they must check it out very carefully what the right hand does. They're not your gay so much in Torah called Sarkum. Inami Maminabo means Oiskim Lishmo. Masmilim Shlelishma. People learn Torah Lishmo, people learn Shlelishma. If you learn Torah Lishmo, you'll be zeicher to arichas yomim with Oishe V'Chavod. And if you learn Torah Shlo Lishmo, you're taking learning Torah, you'll be zeicher with Oishe V'Chavod. But arichas yomim, that you won't have. Right? I'm Rabbi Yimiyo. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Shnei Talmidei Chachomim. Ha'noichim ve'lezeh b'halochem. There's another lashon. Not mechadadin, but noichim. Means they're talking and learning nicely. One to the other. So Rashi Anochim Zelazem is Noisim Noisim Bobanachas Ruach. They're learning one with another nicely. Nisaskin Kadesh Yumuduzem is there. They're like learning one from another. They're not being mechadi though. They're not like asking sharp questions, but they're learning nicely. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mak Shivan and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to them? Shenemar Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem. Hashem listens. Ein Dibru Elonachas. When you're talking nicely, Shenemar Yad Baramim Tachtenu. Rashi Yashbil. They'll make themselves lower to you. They'll be nice to you. Mai l'chosh v'shmoi. What does the pasuk mean? L'chosh v'shmoi. Om Rabbani afilu kishav lasas mitzvah. A person has in mind to do a mitzvah. V'nenes. And something happens that he can't do. Anoinus happens. V'lo yosez ma lola bakos v'kilu oso. The Kodesh Baruch Hu reckons it, counts it as if he did the mitzvah. Om Rabbi Chinan Abar Idi. Somebody does a mitzvah the way he's supposed to. Kemamori means with all the deductim, all the mitzvahs, the kind of the mitzvah the way he's supposed to. The way it says in the Torah. Nothing bad will happen to him. He won't hear bad besuros. Shenema the pasuk says, Shoymem mitzvah lo yoda dovara. Somebody that watches mitzvahs won't hear of anything bad. Omer Abbasri, that's the big chiddush. V'tem Rabbi Chanina, afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyiz gzeira. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes gzeiras on this person. The Hashem said he should have bear to him. Hu mevatlo. He has a koyach to mevatl it, because he does mitzvahs the way he's supposed to. Shenema ba'asher devar melech shiltoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something. ומיום אלוהי מה תעשה, הוא כתל אשר מה תדעו, והשם מת גזר ובידד פיול, it has to be dead. וסמוך לב, the pasuk right away says, שרים המצווה לא ידע, לא יודע דבר רע, no, still, somebody that does mitzvahs, כמה מורה, the way the Torah says it, בשלמוס, he could save himself from the wrath. אומר רבי אבו, אומר רבי שרים בן לוקש, שני תמיד חומם המקשיבים זה לזה בהלוכה, it's not a lotion. Two תמיד חומם המקשיבים, what does makshivim mean? Strashi. Makshivim, malamdim ze, like teaching one another. Mavinim ze mize, they're understanding from one another. Listen to the Kronoket. There's two tamid matuchavuses. They're learning one another, they're both learning from one another. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu shemei lakilin, a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to their voice. Shenem the Pasik says, Hayoy Sheves, Beganim Chavirim. Makshivim lekalecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in the Ganim and listens to people that talk, learn with one another. Hashmin, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. V'yimei noisim kain, and if people don't learn Torah, you should know gormin l'shchina shemistalekis miYisrael. If you don't learn Torah, you cause that the Shechina Hashem should go away from Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Borach doidi v'doma. The Mashmin, if you don't have this Torah, this learning one another, that I'm not coming to listen, was Hashem to do, he'll be borach or run away. Rashi beganim here means boti medroshes. Chaverim makshivim zelazir. Two chavus learning together. Ani yomesh yeshmenu kolam b'enam. I'll listen to what you're saying and I'll answer you. Borach doidi basrik sir. Right after the Tzedek Rosh Baruch Hu runs away. What does he run away from? If you don't do this, you're not learning Torah together. You're not learning Torah, then Hashem runs away. That's gorim the shechina shemasalekis miyisrael. Omer Rabbi Abu, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamadgilim Zeh Lezeh Balocha. Another lashon, fourth lashon here. Madgilim, Rashi learns Ma'aspin Zeh Zeh. They get together one the other. The Omerim, and they say, Bo V'Nilmad. Let's learn. V'Novin Ben Shneino. Let's both try like make a lane together. So like, they don't know how to learn. They don't know it's good yet. They're learning it the first time together. Hil V'Yem Lona Rav Lomdeinu. Since we don't have a Rebbe to learn from, let's try our best and do it ourselves. So that's called Madgilim, do I do it themselves, is like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them. Shenema v'digloi olai ahava, people that learn Torah, Hashem loves them. Omar Rava v'hu diyoda tzurosa d'shmaitata. They have to understand at least a little bit what's going on. They have to have a tzuros rashi shervish adava. They understand the roots. I mean, they learned already the sugi once. They know what's talking about. They learned a little bit from the Rebbe already. It's not like strange that they don't know b'chal what's going on in the Gemara, but they know a little bit. Now they go into it themselves to understand better. The Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them. So the Rabbeinu Buhu the last Lu Rabbah b'Masa. It's also providing you don't have a Rebbe in your own city. If you have a Rebbe that you can learn from, it's better off to learn from a Rebbe. He will explain it to you better, and you know better pshat. Just if you don't have a Rebbe, then it's enough to learn by the Chavrusa to try and work it out together. Who the lesle rabba b'mosol lemigma minot learn from him. Omer Rabab, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Godoyol hamalze yoisem min oisef tzedaka. Somebody that lends out money, that's the biggest chus than people that give money for tzedaka. Rashi Godel Hamalva, the Fishain Oni Bosh Padova. The poor person is not so embarrassed, he's not mamish taking money from you to keep, he's only taking money as halvo as a lend, loan. That's better. You're not embarrassing the person. Mashenkin Fitzstock is a little bit embarrassing. Well, Mato Bekis Yes Mikulum. But to make the Oni take him into business and help him out, give him money to open up a business, that's better than everything. Trashimata bekis moyus umolilistakir buhen. Lamach tufchar huga hef the profit out of the money. Badi darabadam of Namurash Lokish not that Kohani milibegaratu. Biomulu rababa mishme. So if you put him into business, that's a big madrega. Bechal he has no busha and you put him on his feet. Now put the person back on his feet, that's a big madrega. Omer Reb Shimin, Omer Rababa, Omer Reb Shimin ben Lokish. Im Talmud Chochem, if you have a Talmud Chochem, that's Noikein Denoite, means he takes Nekoma, or he takes Netira, Kenochish even like a snake, still, Kenochishu Chagrehu Amos Necha, still become close with him. So Gemara, Im Amoritzu, believe to the person's an Amoritz Chosit, And Amoritz Chosid means he thinks he's doing right, but he doesn't know the halachas. Really, he's doing wrong. Is Al Tidre Bishchenusay, don't live next to him, don't be his shark and his neighbor. So Rashi, Chogreyim Beitamut Chochim, as he dobek boy, you come close to him, Shesofech Lehenes Mitamudai. Eventually, you come to learn from him. You'll have Hanor from his learning. Vashenkin Amoritz Chosid, Al Tidre Bishchenusay, Shen Yedei B'Dikduke Mitzvahs, he doesn't know the B'Dikduke Mitzvahs. V'in Chassidus Shalom, the Sofet Lumen Memenu. You come to learn, and since he's doing wrong things, you come to learn wrong things from him. V'ayto Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav Shem Ben Lokish, V'yam Milo Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Shlokish, V'yam Milo Omer Rav Abo, Omer Rav Shem Ben Lokish, Kol HaMagadel Kelev Rav B'Teich Beisei. It's we have the gears, so if you bring enough a bear dog, the Mashor takes out the word Ra, just means whoever has a dog, called a Megadol Kelev, the Mashor learns, is Moneya Chesed Miteich Boisei. He's holding back Chesed from his house. So Trashi, Sheina Maniya Chaniyim Lava the Pisca, he doesn't let the poor people come into his house. And since he has a dog there, the poor people are afraid of the dog, you're stopping the people from coming into the house. That's called you're stopping Chesed. Shinema, the Posit says, Lamos. So Rashi says, Lamos, the Haino Kelev, that means a dog. Lamos is Merei'ehu Chosed. Merei'ehu Vidashin means you're holding back Chesed. Because of the dog,